But we don't know yet that the deployment of troops on U.S. soil, in, if you were referring to the National Guard deployments in major U.S. cities, is actually unlawful. That's tied up in the courts right now.
Well, we're talking about the decision of troops on the ground out in operations, right? Their interface with civilians, shooting civilians, going to polling stations, which is a violation of U.S. criminal law.
But things
that
things are haven't happened. You're afraid
that
they will.
Manifestly unlawful that our troops might be put in the position to carry out because that has what that is what the president has repeatedly threatened to do. So, again, it's very telling that simply restating their obligation to the Constitution and the law, which we do constantly with our service members, gets this type of response from the president. You know, I am not going to be threatened and intimidated by the president of the United States. I have a job to do, and that is to ensure people follow the law. I took an oath to this country. It is a lifetime oath that I intend to carry out. And I am not going to be intimidated and threatened by the president and stop reminding people to follow the law.